sure you want an indoor facility now?
You got to go from that.
You sure you want it now?
To the new facility blasting EDM music.
Well, if they can, if the NBC can get.
It was a tepid 72 degrees in the dome.
Let's get a check on your game day weather. 72. Okay, back to you.
If NBC can
How do we fill the rest of the hour?
AI to do the late, great Jim Fagan's voice, then I think we can get AI to bring back John Facenda in some way.
When I Googled John Facenda, that was like the third thing that
was
came
AI
up.
Was AI John Facenda? Of course it is. Of course it is. Listen, I know that the weather is part of the history, and because our weather is so rough, the weather, we make it part of the fun. We've made the weather part of the fun.
It's been a character. It's been one of the central characters of Cleveland Browns football my entire life.
I always roll my eyes, though, if anybody said it's an advantage, because I think that you can beat teams that are on the margins in bad weather, but the Pittsburgh game, I think that we just made more plays than them in bad weather, and we were able to beat them. I don't think that Pittsburgh was far and away just so much better than the Cleveland Browns had it not been for the snow. I didn't think that the Steelers were that good that last year. I didn't think the Browns should have been as bad as what they were last year. So you ended up beating them in a snow game. It was a fun snow game, but I don't think it made the greatest difference in the world. And I think there's plenty of games where if the teams are just better than you, they beat you. New Orleans plays in a dome. They beat you in negative 20 degree weather. So you have what you have on the field. If you play inside an indoor facility, you got to put together a good team, a fast team that's going to be able to beat teams, because there's going to be a lot more places in the NFL. I think we're going to a new era, and part of it kind of does take away some of the charm, but I think a place like Green Bay will be more special. I think Pittsburgh, you know, with the way that that county, you want to talk about having power over a stadium, that county wields it with an iron fist over that stadium over there in Pittsburgh. They just redid M&T Bank Stadium. I don't think that that place is going anywhere, being enclosed anytime soon. So there will be places that are outdoor facilities. But yeah, I think more often than not in the NFL, you're going to see more indoor stadiums.
So there's no doubt we're losing part of the essence of Cleveland Browns football with if you're just joining us now, with the fact that the dome has now been greenlit. There's been no veto. It's passed. They've got the money for it, the unclaimed funds. So the dome is happening. We expect an announcement at some point today, I imagine, from the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, when we find out, we'll relay that to you. So keep it locked in. But the question is, are you okay with losing some of the essence of Cleveland Browns football because of what you're going to be getting?
And what are you actually going to miss?
Other side of
what are you actually going to miss? Because the memories that we have, it's you can't speak out of both sides of your mouth. And I know I'm talking to a different person here. Jason said good riddance to the old stadium, to this stadium that we're playing in right now. He said good riddance. Well, wait a minute. I can't have a bunch of people who are then sad because we're missing outdoor football now, that we're going to be going indoors. The thing that I kept bringing up was it's not just the football team's the football team. Now, they have to put a winner out there, because I think part of the reason why we cling to some of this, we cling to our memories of the team being good. So that era of what John Facenda said and Don Krockoff, that is a different era of Browns football there. This era of Browns football, it's been either bad or up and down, to say the least. And that herky-jerky feeling, that has to go away. You got to put a winner in that stadium, and you got to do what you can to. You got 4 years to get that going here. You will have certain contracts off the books, I'm sure. It's crazy that a lot of guys playing in that stadium are probably playing in high school right now.
That'd be a totally new
team.
Yeah.
In the new place, but
well, doesn't it feel like they've always been playing with the ghost of the Browns, right?
With our former expectations,
with all
yes.
the things that happened with how they went to Baltimore and all that,
yes.
right? It's always been a dome. At least will be a new setting. You're not on the same site. You're not trying to recreate the same thing that you got at Municipal. The dome is a clean slate. I guess
so. It's a break. It's a break from for us. Okay, we are old enough to have experienced some greatness, or at least some of the memories were fresher in people's minds
as a kid. Anthony.
Yeah, the late 80s was when I started watching football, and they were really good. They went to the AFC Championship game three different times, and they were competitive and really good every single year. They had real expectations. They had players that were rock stars. You know, in this area. Okay, that's for us. For anybody that is 30 and under, they've had none of that. The memories seem too far away. They don't know any of that. So maybe even for them, this break is even better because they didn't even get that. They only got bad football and bad weather. They had to get to the games with the wind. I'll never forget that year that Carson Wentz. We had three straight terrible weather games.
Yeah.
That what it was the Houston Texans because Deshaun Watson came in played yep. terribly. Maybe that was an omen. I should have paid more attention to Carson Wentz. Do we have the Raiders?
The Raiders were part of that. So we lost to the Raiders. We won the other two.
We had like three horrific weather games.
The bye week
was
beautiful that month.
Yeah, exactly. And just since then, we've had nothing. We had some a Baker Mayfield year and a half that was really good. And that's it. That's all we had the Joe Flacco run. So that's it. These young people in this town have no idea. They've just experienced an older stadium that nobody seemed to care about anymore. And terrible weather, terrible football. So the clean break, Owen, that you're referencing, that is what the younger fans will get a chance to have. I do wonder if the older fans will just—they're just not going to be on board with this. We've taken those calls over the years. Like ever since we started talking about a dome or a retractable roof, whether it was going to be at a downtown site or we were going to find a new site. I mean, the older crowd, those demographics—they were clutching to the Muni lot. They were clutching to the inclement weather.
I want to push back on that. I mean, my dad would be, now my dad's a Dolphins fan, but I'm saying he's obviously got buddies who are Browns fans who are in their 60s. And you can say what you want to about an aging demographic. Yeah, there are definitely guys who are in their late 50s, 60s, and 70s who like to stand outside in the cold weather yep. and go watch the Browns.
Yep.
But there's plenty of guys that have definitely quietly stayed in the basement, gone to the bar, went to their son's house, went to their son-in-law's house, whatever it is, because it's just too damn cold over there. I mean, my dad's a total freeze baby. He ain't going out there.
There's a difference between saying they like to stand out in the cold and they like to be able to say they stand out in the cold.
Okay,
there's a big difference.
Fair enough. That's absolutely fair. That's absolutely fair. That's probably true. It's maybe something to do and to brag about, but if you're telling me I'm going to pay higher prices anyway, $300 is $300. I might as well, if I got to sit up a little higher, but I'm still going to be more comfortable.
Yeah, I'm
fine.
Not freezing my ass off for
yeah,
$300.
Because there's going to be a time I'm short. I'm a freeze baby myself, but I go out in the wintertime and things of that nature for other things. And I like it now. I'm sure when I'm in my 60s, that's why people go to Florida yeah. for the wintertime.
I'm sure they're going to want to be indoors. You're going to have to be playing for a title that they haven't been able to do since they came back.
But still, the experience is going to be the same thing. If they win at the end of the game, I think you're going to go, oh, my God, it is so much better indoors. If they lose, you're going to go, I can't believe we built this great big thing for this team that yep. still sucks after all these years. See, that was part of the problem of what happened in 99. I mean, we can bring Terry Pluto on, and he wrote a whole book about it, which was the best book he wrote, and he wrote some good books. But it was easily one of the best book he ever wrote, which was false to me, was False Start, where it just showed you exactly what was going on during that era. And one of the worst thing is that ownership group and the learners, when they got the team, they were already behind the eight ball. And if they would have got things going on the field, it would have been a lot easier. But when things were going badly, then it's like, man, you've shoehorned the dog pound. You've shoehorned all this other stuff in. This is not the same. It's not the same football. It's not the same type of thing that what we've seen. And I still don't want to have that change. That's why it's like, hey, man, when you start anew over in Brook Park, everything's anew. You ain't got to have names for different parking lots. Just have, hey, you park in the red lot here. You park in the green lot here. Or whatever you guys want to do. But I'm not. Don't call it the pit or anything like that. Just let it be what it is. And if the Browns are really good, easier said than done. If they're really good, we'll make up our own things. We'll have our own atmospheres. We'll have our own the new communities will be established in the parking lots and things like that. 216-474-0092. So maybe with change coming, for some of the folks who are upset about it, maybe as a fan, there's always civic issues here, and I'm respectful of that. But as a fan, maybe it's time to embrace the change, Tone.
I wonder just how many people are going to be willing to do just that, because I don't know if it was a minority, a vocal minority, or what kind of split we were at in the city. Because every time we ask this question about, are you ready for a dome? You know, it was split. And then, are you ready for a dome that's not going to be downtown? That was another part of the split every time we asked that question.
Let's go to Malone in Lakewood. Hello.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey. I'm all about moving for a couple reasons. One, because, like you said, I'm 37. Zero winning has gone down in that building. By the time I was done with cartoons and looking at rosters, you know, the Browns were gone. It was all about the Indians. The Browns have kind of dropped the ball on putting a winner on the lakefront. The city of Cleveland has dropped the ball for 50 years for developing anything down there. So I'm glad to see them taking some penance on sitting on their hands this entire time. And maybe this will kickstart something for downtown. It's going to be sad not to go downtown, not to see the lights, you know, driving through the shoreway, but the city's got to be held accountable as well. So let's get some W's out in Brook Park.
Well, I mean, you're talking about, and Malone, I understand where you're coming from. I mean, you're talking about a lot of different administrations you're talking about 1975 on, to be honest with you, when you start to talk about new places and things like that. I don't want it to be looked at as a punitive thing for the city. Now, I know how I feel about what the city really wanted in this whole thing. And I have not been addressed to dispel those rumors or those opinions that I have whatsoever. But I do think it presents an opportunity to kind of, all right, you say you want to really develop long-term infrastructure down there. And I know we've had this discussion many times, so I'll be brief about this. You say you want to develop things long-term down there, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Like the second the stadium is built, or the new stadium is built and the old stadium is torn down, I'm not going to start ripping on the city saying, well, you didn't put anything out. Give me 15 years. See what you put down there then. You'll see and see whether or not the second thing you build down there, the new thing you build downtown, is actually going to be successful for you. John and Wadsworth, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing well, John. Go ahead.
I hate to say this. It's very cynical and probably negative, but I don't know why we're worried about this younger generation of fans and what they're going to, you know, this is going to be like their stadium, whatever. They're never getting in there. This thing is so priced out that it's not even funny. I mean, my wife and I were season ticket holders in the lower dog pound for the last 15 years. We finally gave them up this past year. They suck thing. It's just the price was going up to $440 a month, every month of the year, and it was going to be close to $1,000.
Are you talking about season tickets, John?
Yes, the owner of the company I work for, he owns a suite. He does the whole entertaining thing. And he was told, the Richie Rich season ticket holders got to meet with team officials and stuff. And he was told that the prices, at the new stadium are going to be double what they are now at minimum. I mean, and so nobody in their 20s or even early 30s are going to be able to afford those.
But John, I got to ask a question, though. This is where I think there's a generational gap. How many guys who are in their early 20s right now are ever going to be buying season tickets? I think season tickets have changed. I think they've become more of a corporate group thing and not as much as what it used to be when you and I were younger, where it's something to brag about, that dads bragged about, they got it for their family.
Yeah, and I agree with that, but I'm just using that as a price point, as an example. I'm talking about single game tickets, Ken. I mean, there's rumors of these things going to be like about, $800 to $1,000 a seat, and not for, right down on the 50-yard line, two rows off the field. Like, it's going to be ungodly expensive, and these younger fans are not going to be able to afford that.
Well, it won't be cheap, but if the team is good and they provide a product of stars that people want to see, people will go see that football team, John. They will pay that price.
I just don't know who's going to be able to at that point.
It's a little
pricey, man.
That is a and John, hey, that's probably more of a WVIZ question, to be honest with you, if we're going to talk about that.
Right.
But I know in the 2 years that we've been on air, and John, thank you for the call. The 2 years we've been on air where that team was really, really good. One, you couldn't go down there because of the pandemic, and two, people were more than willing to go down there and see what was going on with a team that they didn't think was going to go anywhere. If you provide a situation where, say, you finally find that quarterback that you can count on every single week, every single year, people are going to want to go see it. Because I think the season ticket conversation, I think that's about to change as well.
Well, the PSL part of this discussion is going to consume the minute we start talking PSLs and we actually get round numbers on it. I mean, there's going to be a battle. There's the people are going to be digging in on whether or not that's going to be, you know, feasible for so many people in Northeast Ohio.